Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that GEICO can help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money. And I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at GEICO.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. GEICO's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A scary moment for a United Airlines flight to Denver last night. Jason Campadonia has the story.
The flight left Southern California last night and headed to Denver. The pilot of United Flight 231 reported a possible security threat as the plane was landing. The plane was parked in a remote area of the Denver International Airport, and everyone was taken off the plane as a precaution so cops could search the aircraft. Around 10 o'clock, the all-clear sign was given, and a spokesperson for United Airlines says they received a non-credible threat. Jason Campadonia, San Diego.
A controversy is brewing in the state of New Hampshire. Lawmakers are considering two very controversial changes to domestic violence laws. The battle's brewing over a bill that will require victims of sexual assault to corroborate their testimony if the defendant has no prior related convictions. A second bill drawing controversy changes the word victim in the sexual assault statutes to complainant. USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hindu activists are going after a brewing company in Texas. Here's more on the story from Mark Mayfield.
A Hindu activist would like the new Brownfields Brewing Company to sell its product without invoking the name of a Hindu god. Rajan Zed wants three beers pulled off the market: Shiva's Tears, Wrath of Shiva, and Cosmic Dancer. New Brownfields Brewing Company founder Kelly Meyer says that's not going to happen. He tells MySA.com he started brewing the Shiva series after making a study of world religions, and no disrespect is intended. BeerAdvocate.com says other beers named for the Hindu god are brewed in Austin, Texas, Canada, Colorado, North Carolina, and Ohio.
Police searching for a gunman in the cold-blooded killing of a math teacher. Here's more on the story from Jason Campadonia.
Officers had been patrolling a neighborhood early Sunday when they heard several gunshots. They later found where the shots were coming from in the bloody body of a teacher from Mesa High School. Investigators say 27-year-old Caleb Bartles pulled the trigger, and several people who witnessed the shooting saw him running down the street shortly after. It's still unclear what prompted the violence. Bartles should be considered armed and dangerous. Jason Campadonia, Phoenix.
President Obama heaping praise on his outgoing press secretary. Obama crashed Josh Earnest's final White House briefing, calling him smart, fundamentally honest, and a man of integrity. Earnest has been press secretary since 2014. He also worked on President Obama's successful 2008 presidential campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're going to be getting started in a few minutes. Before we do, I want to tell you what the weather looks like. First of all, today's date is the 17th of January. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're facing a little bit of rain overnight, and then it's going to get partly sunny tomorrow. But the good news is there's no cold weather in our forecast. I mean, we've had a very reasonable winter so far. There has been a little bit of snow, but not like other places have seen. All I've seen is a dusting. I live in Clinton Township, Annandale section. And I think the further you get over towards the shore, the worse it's been, because now Marilyn goes down to Rutgers and she's saying, wow, they got a lot of snow over here. We got pretty lucky. So good news is we're going to stay in the high 40s, low 50s for the next 3 or 4 days. We may get a little more rain on Saturday. Tomorrow is going to be a chance of rain and cloudy. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny. On Friday, mostly sunny, chance of rain. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy. So we're looking all the way into February, the next two solid weeks, without getting down into the freezing during the day type temperatures. That's good news. I'm in real estate, and I'll tell you what it means to me. It means to me people are still out looking for houses. Once it starts to snow, they disappear on me. They sort of hold up and say, this isn't the time to be buying a house. It's a little dangerous. Some people don't shovel properly. Those roads are a little icy and whatever. And then somewhere around where it all starts to melt, they come back out again. So we usually lose, on the real estate side of the business, 6 weeks a year, maybe eight, depending on a winter. And it starts when that first heavy snow starts, which we haven't seen yet. All we've seen is the dusting, as I said. And it lets up when the spring thaw starts to come through and people start listing their house. How is real estate doing? I'm going to get into that a little bit after I play a few words from our paid sponsors, and I'll be right back to get the show going. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're sitting here in the home offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio Studio, which is going to be the last week that it's the home offices, because as I walk in, it looks like they're going to be getting ready to move, and they're going to be moving probably before this time. The next week's show, next Tuesday's show, will be out of our new headquarters. Sitting with me is Jim Griffin. Jim, say hello.
Hello, this is Jim Griffin. I own Paul Davis Emergency Services. We're located in Clinton and Washington.
And we're going to go through a lot of what Jim does because his business and mine sort of complement each other. I do residential real estate. I do it up and down the 78 corridor for both Hunterdon and Somerset County. And Jim covers just about the same territory, but he covers it for Paul Davis. And Paul Davis is a very, very interesting company. I've known other people of other franchises with Paul Davis, so I know a little about what he does, but not a lot. And we're going to learn together. Let me just give you a brief flash of what's happening real estate-wise. It's just an amazing market out there. It's like the Energizer Bunny going along hitting the drum. It just hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped. We haven't had any snow to speak of. People are out there buying. I have sold three houses already, and it's, what, the 17th of the month? Usually this time of the year, I'm sitting there looking for business and trying to map out what I'm going to do next and how I'm going to pay February's bills. This year, I'm out there with multiple offers on houses that I couldn't sell 3 months ago. So what's the difference? The difference is interest rates have gone up almost a point since the election, and they're probably going to go up a little bit more. I was reading today they're forecasting them to top out at about 4.75%, maybe just a tad higher. That means that if interest goes from 3.5 to 4.5, one full point, you lose 9% of your buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 house at 3.5, you can only afford a $450,000 house at 4.5. That's what's driving the market. People understand that. They're out shopping for houses, and we're selling houses, but we're not listing houses. So what are we doing? We're cleaning out all the inventory that's in the market, and there's really two distinct markets in Hunterdon County as well as Somerset. There's an under 400K market, and that's very, very active. As soon as a clean house comes on, it sells that day. usually multiple offers. And we have the over 400 market, and the higher above 400 you get, the softer it gets. It's just a challenged market. We don't have the jobs in Hunterdon County that support people buying houses at that level, so we're still doing it. I sold a half a dozen houses in the last year over $500,000, one over $900,000. But in prior years, I've sold a dozen. So, I mean, it's not what it used to be, but there's still a market. So, Jim, let's talk a little about your background. I know you from several organizations. We've been saying hello and having a cup of coffee, but we never got a time to do a one-on-one. So we're going to do what we call a one-on-one on the air. Yeah, so
this is nice, and I thank you for your invitation there, Joe.
Yeah, it's neat that you could join us such short notice. And you were telling me you live in Union Gap. Your residence of Union Township, I guess it is. That's where That's Union right. Gap comes from, right off of right. Clinton. And prior to that,
Reddington twice, most recently for about 20 years.
Okay.
Off Barley Sheep Road.
Yep.
And then things change. And
yep.
I was just looking to downsize, so I moved into a cozy little condo in Union Gap Village about 3 years ago.
We did that about 5 years ago. We had a great big Center Hall Colonial up on Blue Cliff, which... It's an upper-end block, and it was probably excess of 4,000 square foot, and the house owned us. And we looked at each other one day, and there's two of us. We had to call each other on a phone to find each other in the house. It was so big. And we looked at each other one day, and we said, you know what? What are we doing? This was house lust. We bought it because we wanted it. It was very enjoyable. We've been here 9 months, 9 years, I should say, and we decided to sell, downsize, and we decided to, and I shouldn't tell this story because I'm a realtor, but we decided to rent for a while, and I'm still renting 5 years later for two reasons. One is it's easier to just keep paying the rent if you like the place than to go look for a place, and then the other is we're still not exactly sure what we want to do, and you're probably a little bit there yourself. It's you know, life changes, and you go through the squeaks and the turns of life. And in our case, we are both over 55, well past 55. I used to like to say 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior. Now I are one. And we're thinking about single-floor living, and we're thinking about maybe 55-plus living in a development that's age-restricted. But there's not a lot in Hunterdon County, so we've looked at it in Somerset County, and although we like Somerset County, we decided we want to stay in the Clinton area. And I think our thought is maybe we'll, since there's no 55-plus where we want to live, maybe we should just buy a small lot and put up a ranch on it by today's standards, and it'll be the same price as buying into a 55-plus community, and we'll have control of our own destiny. So I think that's probably a different situation than yours, but you're changing gears, and as you change gears, lots of options go through your head.
That's right. Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
That's for sure. Well, Union Gap is nice because it has a garage. And if you're not too close to the highway, I mean, a couple of those are in the slow lane of 78. But, yeah, if you're off of that, it's not bad at all over there. And it's got pools and tennis and walk the town. And there's a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, I'm far away from the highway.
Okay.
Which is the first road as you enter.
Right.
The complex. And it's as far away from 78 as you can be.
Well.
It's cozy.
Yeah, I've sold a couple up there over the years. I know where North Slope was. As a matter of fact, if you come out of the station diner and sort of circumvent, you can either cut through Union Gap, and I try to make you not do that, or you can go around it. You go right past the end of North Slope up there. So it's almost residential. One more block and you'd be in single family houses. Neat. So, Paul Davis, let's talk a little about what your background is, when you got into Paul Davis, and you know, just talk for a minute or two. Let's hear it from your viewpoint.
Sure. I used to be in corporate America. I used to sell networked computerized building controls for companies like Siemens and York International. And then the Great Recession came, and that was the end of that. That was very well tied to the construction industry, and construction stopped, as you well know. So I looked for, I tried to reinvent myself, and I thought, well, I certainly don't want to get laid off again, so I looked for to get into some kind of business, and I discovered Paul Davis. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Paul Davis. Paul Davis started the whole water, mold, and fire mitigation business back in 1966. Prior to that, there was no such thing. And they started partnering with insurance companies all over the United States,
right.
Grew into a franchise. And as a matter of fact, Paul Davis is still alive. He comes to the convention sometimes, and it's the most respected name in the water, fire, and mold mitigation business, I would say. And we're one of only two companies that Chubb uses in the homes that they insure.
Wow.
That says a lot.
That sure does.
And I cover this general territory, and my phone number is 908-399-9932. That's the number for the business. And there's one of the biggest differences between us and a lot of the other mitigation companies out there is we use a whole lot of science and a whole lot of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typical water loss, you know, a flood, which is usually caused by an appliance that has gone crazy or a pipe that's broken or something like that.
Right.
A lot can get wet.
Yep.
A very lot. Most of the house sometimes just a portion of the house. And a lot of the competition will come in and remove all the wet materials, cut things out. They'll be neat about it. But it's totally unnecessary, especially if it's fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the equipment necessary to raise the temperature significantly, decrease the humidity dramatically, and increase the airflow tremendously, which leaves water little place else to go but into our dehumidifiers. And we have a lot of tricks and secrets to allow us to leave building materials in place. Even hardwood floors. Once hardwood floors get wet, they start to buckle. That glass-like surface starts to get wavy.
Yep.
And we can take that right down. We just finished a job for one of the major insurance companies 2 weeks ago. And I could bore everyone with the equipment that's used, but we have the specialized equipment that pulls a vacuum on the floor. It sucks the water vapor out of the floor, and it's replaced with warm, dry air. And those boards just lay right back down to that glass-like surface that was once there.
Wow, wow. So
it's technology we use in equipment.
It seems to me your business is not like a lot of others where we seem to be eating each other's lunch, or at least trying to. I mean, if you go into Walmart, they now have groceries. If you go into ShopRite, they now have some of the stuff that Walmart sells. Yeah, a lot of people's probably saying, I can help solve mold remediation or at least moisture and not be very good at it, where you, with your company, it's your life. It's your mainstay of things. How do you cope with how should a customer decide who it is they want to use when a pipe is broken?
Well, the funny thing is a lot of customers don't even know this industry exists.
Right.
A lot of customers try to be resourceful. Some tear out the carpet themselves. Some get out their shop vacs. They start sucking it up. And then they realize they're over their heads, and their neighbor says, call your insurance company.
Right.
And then some of them are resourceful, and they go online.
Mm-hmm.
They start to Google, and they look for a remediation company online. So there's quite a variety of ways of finding us and how people go about their problem.
Is most of your work insured work, or do you come across quite a bit of it that the homeowner is doing himself?
Self-pay? Now, very little of it. I'd say less than 3% of it is self-pay.
Okay.
97% of it, or close to that, is paid by insurance companies.
So if you've had a water main, let's just make up a story. The ice line on the refrigerator broke, and nobody's been around, and the first floor is got an inch of water on it. What I would think if it was me, I'd probably pick up and call my local homeowner's insurance policy and say, what do I do?
Right. A lot of people do that.
Okay. And when they do the insurance companies typically say, well, here's a list of people you could call?
Some insurance companies, depending on who they are, will give the customer a list of three people to call.
Okay.
And they'll use their intuition or their familiarity with one of them.
Right.
Or some of them are household words. It seems Paul Davis, even though we started this industry, we're not a household word.
I got to admit, since I'm in the industry, I know Paul Davis. But before I was into some of the chamber groups that I'm in now, I didn't know who Paul Davis was, and I'm in the industry.
Right.
So you're right. I wouldn't say a well-kept secret, but it's not a household word, as you say.
Right. We build our relationships with insurance companies, both on a national level and on a local level. The independent insurance companies, and once they get the feedback from our customers, that kind of takes care of the rest. I carry around with me a report. Well, let me rewind a little bit. About 5 days after we finish a job, an independent third party calls our customer.
Okay.
And asks them just one question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to recommend Paul Davis to someone you like or care for?
Okay.
And so we get a numerical value, and some people get talkative.
Yep.
And the people on the other end take steno.
Okay.
And capture all these words. And we eventually get that. So I have that compiled into a report. And this was started about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 5 years of those of comments from those people that could be reached. Some people cannot be reached.
Right.
On the phone. And it's pretty impressive. And I keep, I usually point out when I meet a new insurance person, I show them that report, I give them a copy of that
right.
report. And we have a lot of tens there, so I know there's a credibility problem
Good.
With that. So I always introduce the center of page 3. There's a gentleman there from Hurricane Sandy
mm-hmm.
that gave us our one and only zero. And I point that out to every insurance agent right away. Because I don't want them to think that this is a falsified report. I want them to know that they
right.
are. So there are some 8s, some 9s. Some people say, I never give a 10, so I gave a 9.
Yeah. I know I do the same thing on Zillow. I think I have about 35 different references on Zillow, and they score you on about 5 different things, 1 to 10. And I think I'm at about a 4.85, something like that. And most of it's because one woman did it wrong, and I never could get her to correct it. She said, I meant to give you a 5 there, and I didn't put anything. But since I'm pretty good on the average, it's still 4.85, and I like it to look like that. I'm not perfect, or else it looks phony.
Right.
So you're saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just know a natural reaction. If somebody saw a report and it was full of tens, it would, I'm sure that wouldn't look right.
No.
So I even left Stanley's, his name was Stanley W. I'll leave out his last name to protect his identity.
Okay.
When he was down in Ocean County, his problem was completely unrelated to Hurricane Sandy. He just happened to get a pipe leak. It leaked all over his floor, which was built on the sand. It was a
right.
cement slab house, sprawling ranch. A whole lot of wood floor in the great room, the dining room, the living room. It's just a big expanse of hardwood floor. And Stanley was a retired gentleman, and he got a shop back out. Liberty Mutual sent us there.
Okay.
And we go in there, and he says, boys, I got this taken care of. It's all right.
Yeah.
We have this covered. And I pulled out my infrared camera, and I could see the water underneath the floor. It just
right.
has a different temperature than
yep.
the surrounding areas. It's kind of a very irregular shape. But he couldn't believe that. He thought I was trying to make work. And then my helper pried up one of the boards. And Stanley, and there was a shiny material under there. And Stanley said, "That's glue." And he put his hand in it, and he goes, "Oh, hey, Jim, I owe you an apology." And he saw it was a puddle of water underneath the floor.
Well, you know, everybody, it's human nature not to want to spend any more money than you have to. As you said, 97% of it's insured. But it's also human nature not to want help. And I have a difficult time with that when I'm selling people houses. I see the opposite side of the same thing. A lot of times I see a basement where I can tell there's been an issue here. I mean, one of my inspector friends taught me how to walk on the perimeter and look for a high water mark. I mean, and people say, "What are you looking for?" And I'll say, "The high water." So, what are you talking about? I said, "Follow me." And, you know, I'll say, "There's been water in this basement. Look 2 inches up. You can see lines all the way around the basement." Now, they may have got the water out, but did they resolve the damage the water did? It's
behind the walls.
Behind the walls, especially. Or a lot of times I see the wall's been put up since whatever this damage was. Are they covering something up? And I know I deal with people when we suspect damage. I bring a person in who he can run a mold sniffer. He can run he's got one of those $30,000 guns that can see what's behind the walls with the whatever. It takes an expertise. And you've not only got the expertise, but you've got the expertise on how to remediate it.
We're very well trained in that. We train our people very well, and you have to be certified in this business.
Okay.
Your certification number has to go in with every invoice that goes to an insurance company. They have to know that there's a certified person producing the bill, responsible for the work, and there's a whole lot of training involved. There's nothing simple about it because water, which is our bread and butter, water is very evasive. It can creep into the strangest places, and you have to detect that. Or you could think you've done a good job of drying the place out. You could have left someplace that's wet and that can get moldy and cause a problem later on. So we have to be very thorough.
I know. We try, when I'm helping people to sell a house or when I'm helping people to buy a house, it's the opposite side of the same problem. We try to be honest about it. And I'll say, honestly, I think there's some issues here. And if you're really interested in this house, we should do a mold test or we should have an expert come in and give you expert opinion before you make the offer. Because why get into an offer and attorney review and inspection process if you don't want the house? Then if I'm on the sell side, I'll say to people, you can't hide this. You know, you've got to be honest. This is a legal document. You'll be sued for treble damages after the close if you've covered something up. And I have to sign off on it, and I'm not putting my job on the line either. So we have to be honest. If there's some water in your basement and it happens twice a year in heavy rains, you've got to tell people that. If you've had a flood and you've remediated it, you've got to tell people that. So it's the same problem, but it's a different point in its life cycle. Right. Than you're meeting a guy that's got it, and he either thinks he's got it under control or he doesn't even know him.
He knows he's over his head,
which is probably the better of the two.
Right.
Talk a little about Paul Davis. It's a franchise that is just in New Jersey,
it's a franchise that's across the country.
Is it? Okay.
There's about 375 Paul Davises.
Wow, I learned something.
And we're growing into Canada.
Okay.
I forget what the number is in Canada right now.
So when you buy a franchise, do you get a geographical territory?
Well, yes. We have what's called program work. We own certain zip codes.
Okay.
And work that comes to us because we are who we are, we're Paul Davis. Comes automatically to my cell phone if it's within the zip codes. Otherwise, we can do work just about anywhere that's feasible. Now, it doesn't make any sense to do work 2 hours away.
Right.
Because if you're drying a place, data needs to be collected on the drying progress every 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to drive 2 hours out and 2 hours back every day to capture that data.
Right.
So anything within an hour's radius of the Clinton area.
Okay. So if Clinton is your epicenter, an hour out would probably put you some 45 miles in any one direction.
Right.
So you're not restricted, like, I can't go into Middlesex County or I can't go into Warren County. You can go anywhere in that. But it's some logistics there, too, because I know a lot of the work that any work you have done in your house is more labor, more getting there and going home than it is doing the work sometimes. How do you go out and discover new work? I mean, it's not like you have all the work in the world that you can handle. If you were, you wouldn't be sitting here talking to me probably. So when you're looking for new work, how do you go about doing that?
Well, we, along the way, I'm in a lot of networking groups.
Okay.
I am too.
I'm
in the 100 Chamber of Commerce. I'm in the North 100 and Rotary. I'm in an Insiders BNI, that's Business Network International.
Yep.
We meet actually tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock at the Clinton Firehouse.
Okay.
And through that networking, and through talking to a lot of people, you start to meet a lot of insurance people. And just naturally, you can Google a lot of insurance companies. And I go and introduce myself to insurance companies. I introduce myself to plumbers, even the Roto-Rooter guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that might be the first person aware of a water loss or a fire loss or a mold problem. But then a lot of people just find us on the internet. A small portion of our work comes from people just Googling us.
Okay.
And we just finished a couple of jobs this month, and that was the case with those.
So your work typically starts once a problem has manifested itself.
Right.
You're not in doing preventive maintenance, although you could.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
As a selling tool, when I'm trying to interest a new insurance broker, if you will, an insurance agent,
yep,
I developed a checklist. I know a lot of failure points. For example, it's a list of things, and I'll just give an example or two. The water line that supplies your ice maker, is it plastic or is it copper? If it's plastic, I would encourage the listeners and anyone and tell anyone you know to have that changed. Call a plumber in. It'll cost you a couple hundred dollars to have it run in copper. Because that is a very common failure point. It's the same thing with the hoses on your washing machine. Not only should the hoses be braided metal, stainless steel, there should be an easy flip-off valve that you can shut off every time you're done with the load. Because sometimes the washing machines fail inside. We had a famous football player, I'll leave his name out of it.
Okay.
To protect we had a job in Long Valley. We were referred to them by a local plumber on Route 31 in Lebanon. And they thought it was a frozen pipe. It happened in the winter. The plumbers were going crazy trying to find a split in the pipe. They're pressurizing the pipes. There's no leaks in the pipes. Then they finally pressurized the washing machine. It was a high-end washing machine. Just something let go inside the washing machine, and that's what flooded the whole house.
Wow.
They didn't live there full time.
Okay, that's the worst.
They have a secretary or somebody come by and check the house periodically, collect the mail, do things like that a few times a week. So the water had been running for a few days, you know, from the second floor. So it ran down through the second floor. It ran down through the ceiling, down to the first floor, and it went down to the finished basement. So there was some sports memorabilia that was a little bit destroyed. But this time, the wood floor was too far gone to restore. It had lifted up and buckled. It's 3 or 4 inches off the ground, off the floor.
I see it all the time, especially in houses that haven't been winterized properly or houses that have been abandoned. I mean, if you go through the foreclosure process, a lot of people are, first of all, they don't have any money or they wouldn't be in this issue. And secondly, they're not very happy about it. So they're not taking very good care of. A lot of people on the way out the door actually take things like the plumbing and the you know, fixed appliances. But I see it at least once or twice a year where a pipe has either burst because it wasn't winterized properly, or there's been a natural issue like you just described, a washing machine hose or a ice maker hose. Ice maker hose doesn't look like it can give you a lot of water, but I've seen I've seen it take out the whole apartment below it. I mean, $40,000-$50,000. I've seen a washing machine hose do a $90,000 damage to a piece of property. So it doesn't take much, and then you've got a lot. And I got to tell you, let's say your insurance covered everything, which it probably doesn't. What about all the things that are personal that aren't insured? You know, it's like, how do you replace? I can remember my daughter and her husband lost their house in South River, and I can remember him carrying out his Guns N' Roses collection, which meant nothing to me, and it probably needs nothing to anybody else my age, but it was the most important thing in his life, other than his wife and child. It was gone. There's nobody going to replace it. It was covered in gook. And, you know, I think Chris Christie said it best, love the man or hate him. He says, it's your stuff that's gone. And I can't say how much I feel for you because your stuff is gone. So, yeah, your insurance is going to cover a good part of what damage gets, but it's not going to cover your memories. And that's the human side of it. This is Joe Peters with Weichert, and we're doing our Real Estate Matters show. I can be reached if you'd like to talk to me at 908-238-0118. And I'm interviewing Jim Griffin of Paul Davis. I always get the two mixed up. My apologies, Jim. And Jim can be reached at 908-399-9932. Paul Davis is a recovery, reconstruct, and restore company, according to the card. I think that's a pretty good description of it. It's the company that you're going to call if you've had some damage done to your house and you now want to get it remediated.
And that's water damage, smoke damage, or mold.
Or mold.
Even a windstorm, if a tree goes through tree goes through the roof and you need it tarped up.
Yep.
Need the tree removed. Yeah, there's a lot of natural disasters that we can help with. But most disasters that happen in a house are relatively minor compared to that, and they're caused by mechanical failures or something going wrong in the house, something going wrong with the plumbing.
Right.
And God forbid, a fire. And usually they're small. The smoke damage is a lot worse than any structural damage. And a lot of people say you'll never get that smoke, that smell out. That's not true. We always get the smell out.
That's good to hear because, I mean, I think the worst thing to have is a lingering odor in the house. Everything looks good, but it still doesn't smell good. And I'll tell you, after Irene had a lot of trees down. Sandy had a lot of trees down. Irene had a lot of water up. So, you know, between those two storms, 2 years apart, I can remember walking into a house, I could smell the mold. I don't have to go downstairs and look. You know, if you've just painted over it, it ain't going away, and it's growing in there, and it needs to be remediated. And it's quite severe. I mean, you can get flu-like symptoms from mold. It can be life-threatening, depending on your sensitivity.
Yeah, a small percentage of the population is hypersensitive to mold, and it could put them in the hospital, and it's often hard to diagnose exactly what the situation is.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why they call this emergency services. It's a lot cheaper and healthier to take care of the water long before it turns to mold. But if it does turn to mold, we're very good at remediating that, but an important point here is any company that's selected to remediate the mold, it would be very suspicious if they also tested for mold.
Yeah, good check and balance.
And a lot of them do. And just that's a road fraught with peril. Someone could claim that there's mold in the situation, and there is no mold, and they can create work for themselves, and then do the final post-remediation clearance test and clear it. Or if it is a real mold job, they could do the remediation, do a poor job, and then test it, and then pass their own work, and a
right.
job has not been done. But there's, so it's important to hire an industrial hygienist. And there's a very good one here in Flemington. His name is Bob Kretvix.
I was just going to mention Bob's name. I've known Bob from BNI myself, and he's my
guy.
First call.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He'll come in, and he will assess, and then he will give you a name of three or four people that can fix it. And he's just that kind of a guy. Done business with him for a long time in situations like this. As a matter of fact, we did a house, and I won't mention the town, but it was one of those 1800 farmhouses, and we suspected it had water in the basement. And the real test was, is there mold in the air? Are there spores in the air? And we did a sniff test downstairs. We also did a sniff test on the first floor, and they both failed. And there was just no way to fix it as far, because it was one of those old cobblestone kind of foundations in the basement. And he said, other than replacing the wall, I don't know, but I'll give you a bunch of guys that can fix it. He's a good guy. Let's stay on course, though. I think if somebody has just discovered that they've had a leak, or if somebody has had a leak and they've never really been convinced they fixed the results of that leak correctly, I think Paul Davis is the kind of a company that you probably want. 97 times out of 100, their work's going to be covered by insurance. So you're not looking, in most cases, of laying out any of your own money. Of course, there's always time limits on insurance claims.
But, and there's the deductibles,
yep.
which are increasing more and more
right.
As time goes on.
So if you've got anything that, in effect, you think you'd like to talk to Jim about, give him a buzz at 908-399-9932, and he'd be more than glad to come out. I imagine your first site visit is a complimentary one.
Sure.
And tell you what he thinks needs to be done and set you up with a professional test so that you can better understand your situation and what it means to you, both from a health viewpoint and from a getting it fixed or remediation viewpoint. I bump into this more on house inspections and in the sale of houses at times. But, you know, I go on vacation. I'm just in the habit of throwing that water valve off in the house just in case. And, you know, most people don't even think about it. It's like, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. We have a timeshare in Florida. We go down to right after Thanksgiving for 2 weeks. And every time I go, I turn a faucet on so I know the thing shut off, and I shut it off, and I don't go till I turn that faucet back off when air is coming out of it. And I know if something does break in the house or the heat fails and the pipe freezes, I have limited. I've done everything I can possibly do before I get out of the house. But the braided hoses on a washing machine, it's an insurance need to be anymore. And the ice maker, I think, is the second biggest thing I've seen in the last 20 years I've been in real estate issue. I saw a guy replace an ice maker line and not do a good job of it. And I've seen $50,000 as a result of it in damage to the apartment below. So you got to be careful, and you need the experts when you need the experts. Paul, you mentioned, you know, I think the best commercial I've ever seen was the Burger King commercial where the girl says, do you want a mattress with that? It's like everybody's selling mattresses. It seems to me everybody's selling the type of service you, or more and more people are selling the type of service you offer. How should a end customer select who they choose? What credentials should they be looking for, and what kind of experience factor?
They have to be certified by the IICRC. They should have plenty of references, and I think that would speak to their professionalism and their experience level.
Okay. And a lot of times the insurance company gives out a list, the two are free, and your name may not be there, may be there. And, you know, Paul Davis is pretty well.
Be there.
Yeah. So give Paul a call. Give Jim a call. When you have a name like Paul Davis, it's pretty easy to get the names all mixed up.
We're called Paul all over the country.
Paul all, okay. So give Jim slash Paul a call and let him see if he can get in there and give you that professional opinion that you're looking for. And sometimes it's just you're trying to understand things. I know recently I have a gas-powered fireplace, and a fireplace was popping on and off. And I wasn't thinking much of it till my carbon monoxide detector went off. And I'm saying, this is starting to sound dangerous. You know, it's like when you get to that situation, you want an expert opinion. And when I go through real estate, I say, there's only so much. I've done a lot of houses. I've sold several hundred, and I've gone through several hundred inspections, but I don't know everything. Sometimes you need the expert opinion. And that's where Jim at Paul Davis can help you out, and give him a buzz.
So, Joe, how long have you been in real estate?
I also came out. It's interesting. We both worked for Siemens. I worked for Siemens' Nixdorf division, which was a computer division, selling in-store point of sale. And I've been in retail all my life. They used to call me Joe Retail. And somewhere about my 40th birthday, I decided I didn't want to work for a retailer anymore. I actually ran Macy's Herald Square as an IT director at one point in time. Okay. I wanted to get over onto the vendor side and work with lots of retailers. And I've sold for in-store systems like Nixdorf was, and I've sold for SAP and Oracle and actually done enterprise systems. For instance, everything J.Crew runs is an SAP solution. I've sold them. And then somewhere around my 60th birthday, I started getting these gray things on the top of my head. And, you know, it's kind of tough to hold a sales position with gray hair. That you just don't fit the image as young as you think you are, and you can't hide it very well. You look phonier than if it was gray. So I started doing real estate because I realized I had to make a transition. And I transitioned over a five-year period from sales in corporate computer systems to real estate, and I've been doing it ever since. So I've been with Weikert now. It's my 13th or 14th year. And I do Hunterdon and Somerset County, and I try, and I do just residential, and my tagline is I help people achieve their goals and dreams. It's, you know, if you're thinking about buying a summer house, I can show you how to do it. Let's buy a winter house first and build some equity up, and then take the equity out and buy it. You need some money to send the kids to school. You want to start another business. It's probably all going to come out of the equity in your house somewhere along the line. And I'm comfortable to work with most people like that. I'm not pushy. I know what I'm talking about. And, you know, that's a nice combination. That I think having the professional factor and having the experience factor and the non – I can't tell you how many people have said, the reason I called you back is you weren't pushy. You didn't bother me. You'd send me a note. I get a newsletter. And you were there when I needed you. So it's that kind of a business. I think real estate is going to be your second, if not first, largest investment in your lifetime usually. It's you need an expert. And whether you want to buy, sell, trade up, trade down. I mean, what sells a house? A life event, whether it's a divorce or a marriage or another child or the kids have gone to school or the spouse passes away. That's when you call your realtor. You're doing one of those four things, trading up, trading down, right-sizing, or maybe just disposing of it and going into a rental. It's fun. I like helping people. I'm a people person. I like working with people. And we're sitting with probably about 4 minutes left before I have to go to commercial. What didn't we cover that you're hoping we would cover?
Well, I have questions for you.
Sure.
Are you in the Weikert office in Clinton?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a big office.
It is. We have about 108 realtors in that office.
Wow.
And we only have desks for 36, and there's some admin in there. So, you know, we probably have desks for about 24 realtors. I've never had, in the last 20 years, I've never had an office. I'm where my 2 feet are, I'm working, okay? And it's just the way I've been in sales and consulting and with real estate. So the only time I go into the office is for admin or copy machine or pick up my mail kind of thing because the business isn't there. But I enjoy doing it. It's fulfilled something that most people go try to find the job that they had when their last job dries up. And if it wasn't that the industry was starting to diminish, the last GI job probably wouldn't have dried up, so go look for another job just like it. It's pretty foolhardy a lot of times. Right. So I transitioned.
With real estate, though, doesn't it take a long time to make your first sale, to start generating a good income? It could take from 1 to 3 to 4 years.
Well, I got to admit, you're right. You've got to go out. It's easier to sell a house than to list a house. So you've got to go out, and you're probably going to fill in your first year a few sales by showing people houses and selling them a couple. And then eventually those people come back when they're ready to do something else. It's usually 7 to 10 years later. Then you need to get some listings. And all of that, it's some cultivation time. I would think a realtor coming in his first year, he's going to have a cousin or an aunt or something. He's going to have a couple of sales, he or she. And usually it's going to take about 4 or 5 years before you really get the ball rolling. And I still invest very heavily. I advertise heavily. I work the leads groups like you do. I'm in the Chamber of Commerce in Hunterdon, Somerset, and Warren Township. I probably attend 8 or 12 different meetings on the course of a month, just meeting other people in the business so that when somebody is looking to sell, when somebody is looking to buy or trade up, they think of me.
So you get involved in Warren County, too?
Warren Township. I do Warren County, but not a lot. Most of it, I would say 95% Hunterdon in Somerset. I do Warren, Middlesex, and a little bit of Morris, but...
Right.
95, and that's usually when somebody's moving in. I go out and handle a sale at the other end, so that they're only dealing with one realtor. But right down from, I sort of straddle the two counties. I do from like Clinton to the east, and I do like Warren, Watchung, and to the west. And they meet somewhere around 287 Bridgewater Mall, that area. So it's not a bad life. Yeah, we're enjoying, and we're both probably within 5 years of being retired, but I don't think I'm ever going to stop. So it's a lucrative business that gives me something to do, and I can work on my own schedule, and I do have an employee or two to work for me, so we're able to get things covered and still be on vacation.
Sounds nice. It sounds very nice.
Great.
So this is Jim Griffin, owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services, covering Hunterdon County, Somerset County, and Warren County. And if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call at 908-399-9932. Thank you.
And this is Joe Peters at Weichert. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and then we're going to go to the news. Thank you for tuning in. I will be back again next Tuesday. And I really don't remember what I have on the agenda for next Tuesday, but it will be another interesting person like Jim, or it'll be my 55-plus show where we talk about things that seniors are interested in. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I didn't even know one of their last names. Luke Kuhn is his name. We got his last name from the FBI file that they showed my attorney.
Undercover journalist James O'Keefe from Project Veritas appearing on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries talking about the release of their undercover video that shows potential terrorists plotting attack on an inaugural ball. O'Keefe says despite the mainstream media ignoring the story, it's a big deal.
People are going to get potentially killed or harmed in the coming days. And we have videotape that shows their intention and their motives. So I think it is a big deal.
The wife of Orlando Islamic terrorist Omar Mateen will be back in court tomorrow after making a brief appearance today. Noor Salman had a short hearing this morning in Oakland on federal charges. She aided and abetted her husband's support of ISIS and for officially obstructing the police investigation. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution.